Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, a lot of buzz basketball-wise around the commitment of Malik Renaud out of Montford Academy down in Florida, committing to Mike Woodson in Indiana. That had the social media abuzz, obviously. And we also learned Monday that sophomore diver and repeat NCAA platform national champion Taryn Gillen, one of four finalists for the prestigious Honda Sport Award. Taryn, the first ever Indiana diver to be nominated for the honor. You know, the road to where she is now coming out of her sophomore year has had its curves aplenty. And as her coach Drew Johansson was telling us,
we went through the COVID year where we had all the quarantines and all the different type of competitions with NC2A. It was had some great highs with her winning the NC2A title and the really deep lows of having to withdraw from the Olympic trials because of injury. She's now defended a title, which is one of the hardest things to do.
That's IU women's diving coach Drew Johansson on Taryn Gillen up for the prestigious Honda Sport Award. Our thought for the day, I learned the value of hard work by working hard. Tommy Thrall will work hard tonight, hopefully give the Reds a win in San Diego. It's pregame at 9:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Generally sunny today. Well, that in itself is positive, isn't it? John DeStanton's Hoosier softball women, they're away from its 6-6 current Big Ten season, hosting number 25 Notre Dame tonight out at Andy Moore at 5 o'clock.
We told them this is when we make our run and we go up. Mm-hmm. We went from 109 to into the 90s, the 80s, at it like 60-something a week ago. We're now at 57, and now this is a stretch of season where we continue to rise with that RPI. And then in about a week and a half, we get really tested, which is awesome. We'll face everybody that has an RPI of a top 30. And so now all that is quality wins. That's an opportunity to go out and get wins in the right quadrant mm-hmm. that you want them to be. Love to see that RPI sink into the 40s. I think, which is really doable and really sets us up for an opportunity to get to postseason, and that's what it's about.
Certainly it is. That is Shonda Stanton, and this one would be a quality win tonight over number 25 Notre Dame. Tomorrow, 50% chance of rain. Another 5 o'clock midweek game against Louisiana Lafayette. That game like this one tonight at 5 o'clock. Our thought for this Tuesday, in youth we learn, in age, well, we understand. Reds Padres tonight, pregame at 9:40 on the airwaves. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.